If you'd like to turn with me there, we're going to set the stage for this. Jesus and his disciples had been teaching, and in fact, it says that they were by the seaside teaching there. And Jesus gets into a boat and starts to teach the multitude that was before him on land. And as that grew, he continued to teach there. And the first part of that chapter goes into that of the parable of the seed and the sower. And he starts talking about describing the different kinds of soil that the seed would fall upon, and even goes back and explains this parable, which he didn't do many times, but this one he does, and explains them, telling them that the seed is the word. He would go on to tell them in verse 22 there, "For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. As he finishes this parable and the other teachings there, he and his disciples, he says to them, he says, "Let us go to the other side." He dismisses the multitude there, and he and his disciples launch out into the sea. As they're out there, a great wind and a storm comes up, and it says a great storm arose there, and so much that the winds and the waves blew that the water was now getting into the ship, and it was taking on water, and we can almost see his disciples desperately trying as they could in this storm of life that they're in. And they turn to the master and say, "Master, carest now not that we perish?" The question is then, does Jesus care? You know, our story continues where he arose and he rebukes the wind and the sea. And he says, "Peace, be still." And I like the Bible where it says, "And the winds ceased and there was a great calm." You know, and our lives are similar to this in so many ways. I'm always reminded then, we think of this and reminded of that great hymn that tells us, "Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares, his heart is touched with my grief." Knowing that you and I needed a great example of love and care shown to us, he went to the cross for each of us, you and I. That gives us hope and comfort, and he gives us that greatest example, showing the world how much he cares for each of us. He did that through his sacrificial death upon the cross, and did that for you and I. And as we partake of these emblems today, could we say like the last line of that hymn, "I know my Savior cares." Dear Father in heaven, as we come today, and there are many times in this life, Lord, that just the winds and the waves of this life do press against us. And there are times when we may feel alone, and we may even ask that question, "Do you care?" And in our reflection, we know and we can see the beauty and the majesty of your love, and especially as we draw our minds around this table at this time, reflecting upon the ultimate sacrifice that you gave on our behalf, and really showing that expression of love and compassion for us, Freely giving of your own life as a ransom for many. And as we partake of these emblems today, just maybe that would be foremost in our minds, that we do realize more fully that, oh yes, you care. And we just ask that as we go through this life, that we live a life more pleasing to you. And as we draw our strength from this, we just are so thankful for that, for your Son and what he did for each of us. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.